laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Well, good evening once again, dear listeners. Greetings in the wonderful name of your Lord Jesus Christ. It's Evangelist Romario Smith once again, just bringing you a wonderful message that I've received from the Lord. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43, verses 7 up until 10. The Bible says, "Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. Bring out the people who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. Gather the nations together. Assemble the peoples of the world, which of their idols have ever foretold such things, which can predict what will happen tomorrow. Where are the witnesses of such predictions? Who can verify that they spoke the truth?" Verse 10, "But you are my witnesses, O Israel, saith the Lord. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been, and there never will be. This is the word of the Lord to you tonight." Now, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, when God delivered them, when God saved them from captivity, the Bible teaches us here God speaking to them, and he says, "Where are the witnesses? Where are those that can testify that I brought them out of captivity? Where are those who can testify that I have brought them out of slavery?" Because the Lord is saying that you, the people that I have delivered, the people who I have rescued, are to be my witnesses. Dear listener, God has not only called us to himself, or he has not only called us to ourselves, but he has called us to bear witness. He has called us to bear witness of his delivering power. He has called us to bear witness of his salvation. He has called us to bear witness of what he's able to do. Go tell about the Red Sea that he has parted. Go tell about the mountain that he has moved. Go tell about the fire that he has sent down from heaven. The God of heaven is the God that has ordained each and every one that follows him, and that he has saved to be witnesses. Wow, wonderful Savior. And so he speaks to the Israelite and he says, "Where are my witnesses?" And I want to empower and I want to equip and I want to encourage someone tonight to say that you are a witness. You see, many a times, Pastor, we are sitting in an era where many a times we are running after the title, we are running after the office or the capacity, we are running after some kind of position that will announce us. But you see, if we can catch this revelation that God first and foremost called us to be witnesses, then we will be effective and efficient. John chapter 1 verse 6 and 7, the Bible says there that there was a man sent from God. Before the Bible gives his name, it first says he was a man sent from God. Thereafter it says, and this man's name was John. But I like further, he goes on and he says, and this man will be a witness, and he will bear witness of the light. So before John got the title of being a Baptist, before he got title of being an apostle or a pastor or a prophet or an evangelist, he was first ordained as a witness. Hallelujah. He was first ordained as a witness. And God tonight wants me to remind someone that when he called you and he saved you, he called you and he called you as a witness, that we need to go and tell the world, even as young people, go tell somebody that there is a God in heaven and that Jesus is the Savior for this world today. Hallelujah. But listen to this, he did not only leave us with a title of witnesses. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, hallelujah, he says, "Wait in Jerusalem, for after this the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall receive power." Oh my God, you shall receive power, and you will do what? You will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. You will be my witnesses in Judea, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the world. I'm telling you tonight, dear listener, when God called you, he called you by his Spirit, and the Bible says he has endued us with power. He endued us with the Holy Spirit. He endued us with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says,
says power, another word for that word power, Pastor, is the word dunamis. It's the word dunamis where we get the word dynamite. So in other words, the power that God has given us, it is like a dynamite. It is an explosive power. So when we go and witness to the nations, when we go and witness to our family, when we go and witness to our loved one, God gives us this evidence of his power. Now, a witness, as I conclude, a witness is when a witness goes to court and a court has a contention over a claim, it teaches us that when there's someone contending over a claim and is about to lose his case, the court will now allow the complainant, or you will allow the victim, to bring in a witness, my God. And the purpose of bringing in a witness, the assignment of the witness, is to substantiate the claims. To substantiate the claims with evidence. The only way anyone can win a case in court is if they have provable or valid evidence. Hallelujah. And so the judge says, bring in a witness so that you can contest, so that you can prove that what you are claiming is the truth. And that is what God has given us when he saved us, and when he called us, he gave us the Holy Spirit as our evidence, that wherever we go, we can introduce Jesus, and we can introduce the world to his power, to the resurrection power, to the resurrected Christ, to his healing, to deliverance, and to breakthrough. Hallelujah! That is what God has called us to do. And I want to remind someone tonight, if you are following Jesus, you mean something to God, you matter to God, you are loved by God. And God has called you to be a witness. Hallelujah. I want to pray tonight with somebody. I want to believe God with you tonight. And I want to trust the Holy Spirit tonight. If you are listening and you're saying, evangelist, oh, pray with me. I have been encouraged by your message and I have heard your word. And I might have been finding myself in a place where I don't know where I fit in God's kingdom. Tonight, I came to remind you, you fit very well in the area of being a witness, in the area of being an effective witness, substantiated and supported by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So right there where you are, I want you just to lift your hands there where you are, and I want to pray a prayer of faith tonight. I want to pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that the Holy Spirit, even tonight in the atmosphere of your room, in the atmosphere of your home, that the Holy Spirit will endure with power and give you strength in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight for your word. I thank you tonight for the reminder of who we are and who we are called to be. And tonight I pray for somebody with their hands lifted. I pray, Father, tonight for an impartation. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you shall pour out, hallelujah, on your power. You will pour out your strength tonight and rest upon the people that are listening, the people that are tuned in. There might be somebody that is finding themselves in a place of despair. There might be somebody that's finding a place where they feel they don't know which way to go. I pray, Father, that you would counsel them with your loving eye and supply them with strength by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I pray that you would baptize someone with a fresh fire. You would baptize someone with your power. You would baptize someone with a fresh oil and a fresh anointing to go out into the nations, to go out into the streets, to go out into the offices, into their workplaces, and even to their family, and to go tell them what the Lord has done. If you are listening to me very well as well, and you say, brother, you know what, I admit tonight, I don't know Jesus. You say, brother, I'm tuned in tonight, but you say, I want to accept the Lord into my life. I also want to tell you that it's not too late for you to accept the Lord into your life. It's not too late for you to open up your heart, to open up your spirit to the Savior of this world. I want to encourage you tonight. There is a heaven, but there's also a hell. There is a left, there's a right, there's a up, there's a down. So if there's a heaven, there's also a hell. And it's not the will of God for us to be in damnation. It's not the will of God for us to perish. For 2 Peter 3 verse 9 declares, it says that God, hallelujah, wants nobody to perish, but I want everyone to come to repentance. And so tonight this message is for you. I speak to your spirit tonight. I speak to your soul tonight and say, if you are far from God, it's the hour where he's calling you. If you've turned away from God, it's your hour where God is saying, come back like the prodigal son. Return. Return. I am calling you, for I have called you to be a witness in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you.